This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. This story is about how social media took a simple post and made it go viral, but it actually started with a low-tech message-in-a-bottle sort of approach. Leticia Flores Gonzalez is a mom with 4-year-old twin daughters, Luna and Gianella. They live in Liberal, Kansas. In December, Leticia came up with a different way for her daughters to send a letter to Santa Claus.
It came about sending a letter to Santa. I was thinking, okay, what can I do to make something different, memorable for them?
After the twins came up with their wish lists for Santa, instead of mailing them to the North Pole, Leticia attached the letters to helium-filled balloons, and then the girls went outside to release them.
It was so windy that day. Balloons were flying really low, so I figured, oh, they're going to get stuck in a tree.
But instead of getting caught in the trees, one of the girls' balloons wound up traveling more than 600 miles away, heading south and eventually landing near Shreveport, Louisiana.
I was down on my hunting lease just south of Grand Cane, Louisiana.
That's Alvin Bamberg. He was out hunting one morning when something caught his eye.
I saw what appeared to be a red balloon in a treetop. I went to retrieve it, and it had a note on it to Santa. So when I got home, I showed it to my wife, and it was a Christmas list for a little girl named Luna. All it had on it was her Christmas wishes, that she'd been a good girl, and she lived in Liberal, Kansas.
So Alvin's wife, Leanne, decided to share Alvin's balloon find on Facebook with her friends. She posted a picture of the letter to Santa to see if anyone knew who it came from.
My wife asked everybody that felt comfortable sharing to share the story, and over 220 people shared the story, so it just went all over the United States.
And Leanne's Facebook post would eventually show up on a group page for Liberal Kansas. A friend then called Leticia and told her she should take a look.
I looked on Facebook, and I just couldn't believe it. I was in disbelief that somebody had found one of my girls' balloons, especially that far out.
Leticia contacted Leanne and Alvin, and they wound up talking, and well, Alvin wanted to do something for the girls. Since the letter was meant for Santa, he stepped in.
We asked her if it would be okay if we'd fulfill some of her Christmas wishes, and she was reluctant at first, but she said yes, that's okay.
The Bambergs shared their story on Facebook, and people everywhere wanted to help out. Suffice to say, the twins got their wish list filled, and more. One of those wishes included a puppy, so Alvin got a small dachshund named Max. Last January, the Bambergs visited with the Gonzalez family to deliver the gifts.
I'm just so thankful that so many wonderful people still exist that are willing to give the best out of themselves to a stranger, just to put a smile on their face.
The biggest blessing a person could get, so much joy and happiness. See the smiles on everybody's faces. It's pure happiness. When those two little girls smile and pet that puppy and, here, Max. Boy, he goes with them. They're our friends now. We have a whole new set of family.
Since then, the Bambergs and the Gonzalez's have been talking to each other on the phone almost every day. This is Red River Radio.